said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
What is this life, if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare. What is this life, if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare. No time to stand beneath the bough and stare as long as sheep or cows. No time to see when woods we pass, where squirrels hide their nuts in grass. No time to see in broad daylight streams full of stars like skies at night. No time to turn at beauty's glance and watch her feet, how they can dance. No time to wait till her mouth can enrich that smile her eyes began. A poor life this, if full of care, we have no time to stand and stare. The poet is describing the pathetic state of humankind. It's a poor life of cities, the polluted life of cities, where we have lost connections. Lost connection with our own nature. Lost connection with our own original, pristine, pure nature. A life which is totally cut off from nature. We don't have any USB to connect to nature. And unless and until you connect with nature, you cannot enter into this pranic living. You have understood the ill effects of food on the human system. But what are you going to do now? Unless and until you get replacement, it will be a life of denial, suffering, pain, misery, suppression and repression. If something is snatched away from you, it should be replaced by something. And that something is prana. And that something is chi energy. And that something is life energy. When the system is animated with life energy, when the system is re-energized with life energy, then you no more require anything outside. Anything which is material, anything which is physical, anything which is bringing down your vibrations. You enter the subtleties of life and you learn to survive and thrive and sustain on pure energy. Because we are energy beings. We are light. And we don't need anything except light. That light you call as prana. That light is chi. That light is universal life force. That light is argon. That light is mana. That life is Sanjeevani Shakti. That life is urja, the energy, the power, which is everywhere. So unless and until you reconnect, you cannot enter into this new mode of living. This is entirely a new lifestyle. This is not about fasting. Fasting is different. Fasting has a starting point and end point. Fasting you suffer. Fasting you think of food. Fasting you think of breaking the fast. Fasting you are doing for weight loss. Fasting you are doing for detox. Fasting you are doing to get rid of some disease. Here, all those things are not there. This is a journey into higher consciousness. This is a spiritual journey where you learn to sustain your body, mind, and soul on life energy, subtle energies. And for this, we need to increase the pranic flow within our system. And how to increase the pranic flow in the system? At present, the pranic flow is not at all established only. There's a zero pranic flow. That's why the less the pranic flow, the more the diseases. If you have more pranic flow, you don't suffer. Diseases enter when prana moves out. Pains, blockages, deficiencies, low moods, melancholia, psychological issues, psychiatric problems, health issues, so many. Why? and the fact has been kept hidden from you. By everyone. This is the world of falsehood. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, Ravan is the ruling president of falsehood. He has got false judges. He has got false lawyers. He has got ministers and great ministers. They all deceive you, and they deceive you to think that what is wrong is as true. That what is false as true. Wrong appears as right and false appears as true. And the intellect is baffled. And the intelligence is hijacked. So you just can't understand what is it. Your judgment fails. And the ultimate debacle. So also. Here, you suffer because of false belief systems. You think that if I take this, I may not suffer. If I take that, I may not suffer. If I eat this, I will not have nutritional deficiencies. The concept of prana is missing. Unless and until the prana enters the system and the pranic flow is established, you will keep on suffering. You will remain addicted to so many things. Addiction is not just to food, but so many belief systems. So in today's chapter, in today's session, we will see how to reconnect with prana. Your body should be filled with prana. Your mind should be filled with prana. The soul should be filled with prana. When the prana fills the mind, body and soul, then your need and requirement for physical food, for material food, reduces. The less the food, the more energetic you are. The pranic body is not the body of digestion. It's a spiritual body, free from addictions, free from diseases, free from old age signs, free from fatigue, free from excessive sleep, laziness, sloth, lassitude, free from vices, free from decrepitude, free from death even. Science has yet not understood why man dies. Science says just as clock stops working, so also body stops working. Though spiritual people have got support of soul concept and rebirth concept. And yet, why body grows old? Why? Once upon a time when deities were here, they lived for such a long time. And now the average lifespan has reduced to 60, 50 or 40. Untimely deaths. And when we are asked why somebody is getting disease, we have a very beautiful concept of karmic account. Immediately we'll bring that. And throw all the blame on karmic account. While you are living such a dead life, which is devoid of prana, in the polluted atmosphere of the cities, of metro cities, where the smokes, the air itself is so polluted. So, how to connect with prana? How to reconnect with prana, how to reconnect with nature. And this, people resort to so many multivitamins and so on. Every person who comes has one problem always. And what is that? Weakness. When I get up, I feel weak. I feel like to sleep off again. Throughout the day, you get fatigued so easily. When you walk, you feel breathless. The joints are ossified. The arteries are clogged. the digestive system is out of order and the brain is suffering from memory losses. The eyes have become weak. The teeth have fallen down. You can't hear. The chest is weak and the heart is weak. And your home is nothing but another pharmacy. Forgetting that your kitchen has become the source of your death. It is a chemical factory and chemical furnace where you cook chemicals and gulp down chemicals. This is a kingdom of falsehood. The Ravan is the ruling president. It's a game. Russian dolls, Baba said today morning. One doll inside another doll. Third doll, fourth doll, fifth doll. How to reconnect? And how to increase the intake of vitamin N? N is nature. People are after vitamin B and A and C and D and E and K. And pharmaceutical companies are deriving lucrative benefits from all this. How to reconnect with nature? The first and the foremost thing is choose to live in a place where there is an abundant prana, a place which is pollution free, a place which is close to nature, which is less polluted, and natural places, unpolluted, uninterrupted, undisturbed by humankind. Wherever man has gone, he has created destruction. Jhamela, that's the word in today's Murli, chaos. He has created chaos by his chaotic activities. It is not meeting or mela, it is jhamela. Wherever he enters, his entry is enough to create chaos. Wherever he is not there, there is peace. Wherever man reaches, he creates disorder. So reach those places of nature. You have to change your location. You have to change your accommodation. You have to change the cities and places. If you really want to enter into pure spiritual life, change places. Seek hill stations. Seek places, high mountains or the nature. But yes, if you are staying in urban atmosphere, in metro cities, what are you going to do? At least you can go and seek nature for some time in a day. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 1 hour. Go and visit some botanical garden. Go and sit near ocean or tree or mountain. Or spend time walking close to nature. That will increase the intake of vitamin K in you and into your system. Now how to do that? So now first identify different places. We will see almost 10-15 places where we can go and feel. The first is earth. This is known as sinking into the earth. Minimal clothes as possible. Just lie down, facing towards the earth, and talk with earth. I am inhaling prana from you. My whole body is getting charged and energized by this energy from earth, Mother Earth. I am the child of earth and she is sustaining me. I am receiving all the energies from earth. Earth is a great magnetic field. I am deriving energy from earth. One other method is breathing. The more you breathe, the less you eat. You just sit in nature and create a thought. I am inhaling love energy during inhalation and I am exhaling love energy out. So there is a return give and take. So this is a life of harmony, balance, energy exchange, love exchange, gratitude. Fill yourself with the spirit of gratitude. So the first is earth. How do you do it? Sinking into the earth. Lie down on the earth, facing towards the earth, with your cheeks touching the earth. And feel my whole body is one with Mother Earth. That is first. Second, rock. Rock sinking. Go and kiss the rock. Go and touch the rock. Go and sleep on the rock. You can eat rock. And feel the energy of the rock energy is entering me. I am full of energy. The rock is a natural substance. It is not human created. It's nature created. And it is carrying abundant prana in it. So take that energy within you. Spend some time alone, in solitude, in silence, undisturbed by human company. Third, tree. Tree is an entirely new magnetic, different magnetic biofield. You know, you go and talk with trees and ask the tree, should I hug you? If the tree says yes, then only do that. There are some trees, they might be reluctant. You feel, you listen, you hear, you touch, you feel the trunk of the tree. Every tree's trunk is different. And talk. And exchange and share your sorrows and suffering and miseries and joys and pain with tree. Tree hugging. Making tree your energy, your friend. Converse with it. So trees. Fourth, wind. The more the dangerous the place, the more the life energy you derive. But safety plus first, know that. The storm is there, the tempestuous storm. The more the life energy, the more the dangerous place, the more will be the energy. So wind. Tempest, tufan, the storm, you stand in the storm, more life energy you get. But as I said, safety plus first. So wind energy. Feel my body is transparent and the wind is passing through me and it is clearing of all the blockages, diseases, worries, stresses, tensions and impurities and vices. And everything is getting purified. I am the being of light. I am the being of purity. Wind energy. Next, ocean. Go and jump into the ocean and swim into the ocean if you know. Such abundant energy. If ocean is around, go and have a dip in ocean. Next, lake. If lakes are there, you must learn to enjoy the lakes. Feel the lake, feel the energy, the water energy, the waterbed. Waters are the supercomputers. They retain energy, they return memory. Whatever you project, the same will come unto you. So lakes, then streams. You can sleep in the streams, small streams. The water is flowing and there is a rock and this much. So you just sleep and feel the whole body is getting energized. Next, waterfall. The more the dangerous waterfall, the more the life energy. But again, safety first. Stand on the rock and let the gushing water fall upon you. It is not falling just on the body, it is falling upon the soul. It is not just a soul body, but it is the subtleties of prana. You are entering. You feel as if this is food for me. Prana is the purest food in the whole world. Then comes water, and then comes rainwater and water and all other. The lowest levels and the highest level. Highest is prana, the purest food. When you learn to sustain on this food, why you want to come down? To reduce your energies. But it is not possible in one day. It will be a gradual process. So the journey begins with non-veg food. You jump from non-veg to vegetarian food. From vegetarian, you understand the importance of veganism. You get rid of all the dairy when you understand that dairy is death. You cannot kill animals. You cannot take animals. Anything which is coming from animal, it is for their offsprings, not for me. And then gradually move from cooked to uncooked. And from uncooked, gradually you understand. You start playing with liquids, fruits, sprouts, seeds. And you give up all those gross, the denser, the heavier, the addictive. So, waterfalls. Then, next, sun, moon. That we have already seen. Moon. They say don't stare at full moon. But yes, you can stare with closed eyes. And the cool rays of the moon is upon me. You stand in the sun and feel my whole body is transparent. And the sun rays are entering me. And sun rays have the greatest healing power and greatest healing energy. It is not just the vitamin D, but all the vitamins, all the powers, all the nutrients, everything I am getting. And you create a new thought in the system. My heart is getting opened up. The chakras are getting opened up. The aura is increasing. The diseases are going away. I am full of energy. Sleep is going down. I don't need. The mind is powerful with super memory. You read anything once and you retain the things. From where this power comes? The yogi has this power, and where yogi sits? In the jungle. Another is jungle. Jungle bath. Jishindrin yoko. Go and travel. In the forest. The wild forest. And feel the energy. Then next, plants. What you will do with plants? Touch leaf, fruit, or leaves, leaves, fruit, and feel the energy of the fruit. Touch leaf or flower, leaf, fruit, or flower, three things. Touch leaf, touch fruit, or touch a flower. Flower gazing, fruit gazing, leaf gazing, and feel the energy. It is filling me with energy. Subtle things give you energy. You feel I am full now. There was a lady who fasted for 40 days and she was asked how you did all this. She said, I used to go to work in a bus and there was a lake, streams on the way. So whilst walking or traveling, I used to look at those streams and imagine the energy is coming and entering me just by looking. I'm full now, I don't need anything. So, fill yourself with prana. Go near nature. Make friendship with nature. Then, sky. Look at the sky, the vast firmament. It is so vast, so divine, so beautiful. Stars. Look at those stars and feel the energies coming from there. And most importantly, for Brahmins, who is the source of prana? God Shiva is called Prananath. He is the Lord of Prana, the supreme energy. Your meditation is your food. Whilst meditating, feel the prana is entering from him unto me. In today's Avyakta Murli, when you have the faith that one Baba is mine and no other support, that time you are in truth. But when the untruth enters, you never know. Baba is mine, but at the same time, you have other supports. And that creates chaos. It attacks your discerning power. You don't understand what I am doing is right or wrong, true or false. Yeah, that asatya, that untruth gives you temporary happiness. It gives temporary victory, but no, you can get physical pleasure, but not super sensuous bliss. That is the difference. Because this is the path of untruth. This is the path of falsehood. You learn to tread the path of truth. And truth is God, and God is Prananath, Praneshwar. He is the Ishwar, he is the God of prana. People learn to survive only on prana. What about those who know Praneshwar? They should survive without anything. So increase the intake of vitamin N. Injections are not available. They are not chemicals. Learn to eat life, not chemicals. That which is cooked becomes chemical. We are beings of light. We are beings of energy. So increase the intake of prana. So these are some of the places. You can add many, whatever you want. Walk on sand. On natural surfaces, you derive energy. Air prana, ground prana, sun prana, moon prana, solar prana. Everywhere there is a prana. There is not a single place on earth where prana is not there. But the difference is in the density of prana. Sometimes the prana is free, uninterrupted, pure. Sometimes at other places prana is not pure. So today's chapter means what you have to do? Go and embrace nature and touch nature and kiss nature and caress nature and be one with nature. Deep in the woods, deep in the forest, I feel I am alive. Hills, valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam Mama Deva Deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the 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 woods, I feel I'm alive.